And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we're moving on to asbestos, which is lurking in one in three Australian homes. And we've got Brett Baker, who is...
Annie, how are you?
Yeah, good. You're part of the committee that is raising awareness about asbestos and its lurking awfulness. Can you tell us a little bit about... you know, the size of this issue?
Well, what this month is, I'll run through this month as Asbestos Awareness Month, and particularly the previous week's been Asbestos Awareness Week. And what we're trying to do is make Australians aware that currently 4,000 Australians die annually from asbestos-related disease. And that's more than twice our national road toll. And we just need to make people aware that although asbestos was put in structures typically prior to 1990 for residential and prior to 2004 for non-commercial structures, for non-residential structures, more commercial structures, the issue is still here, and it's more prevalent than it was in the past, given that these materials that were previously typically in good condition are now really at the end of their lifespan, and they're becoming quite dangerous as they deteriorate.
Yeah, I'm sure people are quite, you know, that they've got it in their mind that it was banned. And that was in about 2003, which is not that long ago, really. Things like the use of asbestos in places, in buildings, is quite amazing because it was such a versatile and useful in building, wasn't it? I mean,
oh, correct.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's used in more than 3,000 different types of products.
Yeah,
and in building, and also not in building as well, is also used in clutch materials, brake pads. So in the automotive industry, and it was in a structure, for example, which people will often come by the material in their own homes. It can be used in everything from the roof all the way down to the subfloor, even below ground, because a lot of the offcuts, the asbestos. Typically, we're just thrown, you know, underneath slabs and concrete poured upon them, or even just thrown and littered underneath houses. And so even tradespeople going into ceiling cavities, subfloors, or anywhere throughout the house, there could be asbestos lurking there. And it was used in you know, roof sheeting, in gable verges, in asbestos eaves, downpipes, gutters, wall sheeting. And it's even disguised in a lot of products as well. In so far as people did false bricks, that they tried to make it look like they were bricks, and they could actually sheeting containing asbestos. It was used in glues, in paints, in adhesives, vinyl floor tiles, asbestos backing boards. It was used for fire insulation. It was used for so many different things. I won't sit here and list the 3,000 different products that it was in, but it's just so prevalent in old homes.
Yeah, but also it was in things like. Like ETU, electricians would have known it in as the insulation in those boxes, you know, the switches.
Well, they use it in switches. They use electrical backing boards like a zomanite material. They also use it on some cabling. So you actually have some cable sheets around some old cabling. You may look at it and look like it's a braided type sheath. More often than not, that contains asbestos in those older buildings. And they use it a lot in a lot of the switch gear in commercial structures as well, on lifts and whatnot. But this material is now getting to the end of its useful life, and the materials then, you know, it's more prevalent becoming airborne. And that's when the issue arises, is when this material is inhaled into our lungs, and it causes asbestos-related diseases. And it causes like a lung cancer, mesothelioma, and asbestosis.
Yeah, so, you only need to get one particle.
Well, they say there's absolutely no safe level. There's no known safe level of asbestos inhalation. So, but just to give you some statistics, they believe around about 40% of home renovations, or 40% of mesothelioma patients, are believed to be exposed during home renovations. So, home renovations, this do-it-yourself. Mentality really needs to people really need to take a close look at this and realise that they could be putting themselves and their family in danger, and also any people around them, their neighbours or anyone else around them. If they go to, you know, remove asbestos, they then could get asbestos on their clothing, and they could take that to other areas. They could take it down to the hardware store if they jumped in the car and and went down to the hardware stores straight after they've removed some asbestos. Their car could be then containing asbestos, so motor mechanics could then get in the car.
Children,
loved ones, pets, anybody can get into the vehicle. And this is the issue. People can't be complacent and ignorant to the fact and think, oh, she'll be right, mate, and you know, it's only going to affect me. Well, in actual fact, it could affect everybody around you.
In fact, that's exactly what happened. The original rash of this was, you know, direct workers, but then it was people who were cleaning their clothes when they took them home and things like that.
Absolutely, and that's where a lot of people have been exposed that haven't actually undertaken the work, and that's exactly right. And this is why, although people may say, because the period it takes to actually get the asbestos-related disease can be 30 or 40 years, well, I'm not going to live that much longer. It doesn't matter. Well, what about all the loved ones that you have around you? What about people that are going to go and occupy those areas where you have removed asbestos? That they could become exposed as well. And people do clean up with their, you know, with their home vacuum cleaners. And this is where the vacuum can then throw asbestos around your house. And even days after you've, or weeks after, or months after you've actually undertaken asbestos removal, you may still then be throwing asbestos around. So this is why it's so important to leave the asbestos removal to the professionals. Get a licensed contractor in to remove the asbestos. And if people want to know a little bit more about asbestos, they can also visit the website asbestosawareness.com.au, and they can learn just how to manage their asbestos a little bit better in their own home or even in their own workplace.
So what you're really saying is that if someone wants to, and we're not talking about really old homes, like you said, old homes, 1990, that sort of thing. But Australia took up asbestos with a verve. Like we used it more than any other country.
Asbestos was being mined in various states. And look, asbestos was being used throughout Australia, so you can't just pinpoint and say it's in this one local area. There's actually the Asbestos Safety and Eradication Agency of Australia. It's a government-formed agency that was formed in 2013. They've actually put together what they call a heat map, which indicates and shows where asbestos typically is in areas like in structures in residential homes. And it's shown throughout Australia. So, there's no specific area that used it that didn't use it. It's used throughout the country. And so people obviously in the ACT were probably more aware of it than others, given that they had these Mr. Fluffy type asbestos, which was loose asbestos blown into their ceiling cavities that went throughout their houses. And that was put there in the 60s and 70s. And those houses have now since gone through a federal government program, which the government actually lent the ACT government $1 billion to do a clean-up of this asbestos. And they've gone through and demolished these houses that contained this loose fill asbestos. Over 1,000 of them, in actual fact, over 1,050 of these houses have been completely demolished, and the ground then, the top layer of soil then taken off site as well, just to ensure asbestos that actually made its way down into the soil has been removed to enable those properties now to be rebuilt upon and have safe occupancy.
And so asbestosawareness.com.au is actually the Bible. People need to go there. And on that, there's things like residential checklists for tradies and trade-specific checklists, facts sheets, and asbestos product database, things like that, real practical information about what people should be alert to.
Absolutely. Well, it gives the average person that doesn't know much about asbestos just an idea and some photos and just something that they can relate to, just so that they're more aware before they start doing any type of building renovation or anything to these homes. They really should go and have a look at this website and just take a great look at, you know, what products there could be around, because before you even go and drill a hole, you know, into or to put a light fitting in or to hang something on the wall, you should really know if that material is actually going to potentially cause you lung cancer.
Thanks very much for talking to us, Brett. Good advice.
No problem whatsoever. Okay, Annie, have a great day.